Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez, and we are the first wide line on Samach Amabez. First wide line. We are discussing the sugyas of Hagasha and Kemitza, if you remember, and the Mishnah said yesterday some Karbanas Mincha need both, Hagasha and Tenufa, and others need neither, and some need one, and some need the other. And that's what we're discussing now. Which ones, what are the sources for Hagasha of the various Minchas? So we said, and some of them might not need a source. Does the Minchas Sota need a source? Does the Minchas Choti need a source? And we quoted different opinions, how to darshan the Psukim on Daf Samach Amabeis. And we quoted that they learned from the word Vehevesa, two different shitas. Reb Shimon learned one carbon mincha from Vehevesa, and Reb Yehuda learned another shita. And now the Gemara is going to have a third opinion, what you darshan from the word Vehevesa. You shall bring the mincha close. So we're on the first Y line on Samach Amabeis. O Eino Omer Vehevesa, or maybe it doesn't say Vehevesa. This is a continuation of that long brisa. Ella Shahayachin Misnadev Umevi Mincha Acheres Chutz Me'ela Shabinyan. Maybe Vehevesa is going to teach me and to include that a voluntary carbon mincha, which we thought only had five choices, the five that we mentioned yesterday, Machvas, Marcheshes, and Minchasoles, and Mafetanur, the two different types, the Chalos and the Rakikin. So those five, maybe Vehevesa is including that you could bring something else relating to, that could be a voluntary mincha. What's the something else? Vidinu, the following comparison. Tzibur, maybe mincha menachitim chova, or maybe mincha menasarim chova. The carbons, the tzibur brings a mincha that's a chova, that's made out of wheat, and a saorin that's carbon, tzibur that's chova, that's made out of barley. Meaning what? The carbon, carbon shtealechem is made out of chitim. The carbon omer is made out of saorin. And just like on a tzibur level, you have both types of carbonas. So I would have thought av yachid shemevi mincha menachitim nedava yavi mincha menasarim nedava. So I thought that maybe a yachid could also bring a carbon mincha made out of saorin. Even though we know that there's only two carbonas that come from barley, only the carbon omer at the beginning of the omer process and the mincha sota. Those are the only two. That's very unusual. That's what Chazal say about the Sota. She did a Maisa Behema, so she has to bring a carbon Behema. And also by Carbona Omer, many of the Bali Musar say, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Tough Pei Tes, we bring a carbon made out of Saora at the beginning of the process. Of course, we're like animals without the Torah. Right, Nimshal Kebehemos Nidbu. And that's why we bring it all the way at the beginning of the process, and at the end of the process, we get to the level of Chitim, of Machal Adam, because Saorin is known as animal fodder. So, we only know those two could be brought from Saorin, the Omer and the Minchasota. But the Gemara here says, maybe the word Vehves is teaching me that I could even bring a carbon Yachid made out of Saorin. That would have been the Havamina, so Tabalomar, Eila. Tambalomar, I know, Eile, these are the ones that you're allowed to bring, thank you, for a voluntary carbon. Ainli, Ella, Eila. Only these are allowed. These five. Continue. O, Eino, Omer, Eile, Ella, La, Omer, Hare, Alai, Mincha, Shemevi, Chamishasan. Maybe a different way to darshan. Maybe Eile comes to exclude the Eilat, meaning not to exclude, but to specify, Eilat, these voluntary carbonas, so you have to bring all five. It's a package deal. If I volunteer to bring a carbon mincha, maybe you have to bring all five of these. Tamalomar, me Eilat, ratza achas, maybe, ratza chabishasan, maybe. You want to bring all five, that's your choice. But if not, you only have to bring one out of five. Interesting discussion. We had this back on Daf Beis. I mentioned that this will come up at a number of times in the Masechta. I don't know if it came up before today, but 60 days later, it's also okay. So the relationship between the five voluntary karbanos mincha, are they five separate karbanos mincha? Do you need a source for each one of them? That's what we discussed back on Daf Beis. You needed a source for various halachas, a shalol lishma, by machvas, by marcheshes, by shalol lishem bailim, lol lishem karban. That was all the discussion that we had on Daf Beis Mabeis. On the other hand, right here, look at this havamina. The havamina is that they're a package deal. That they all are five parts of one idea. Kamash balanat, that is, so maybe that's the Havamina, that's the Maskana. Havamina, they're connected somehow. Kamash balanat, especially at least the Mafetanur, which you have two types of Mafetanur. So we paskin that they have to all be, all ten have to be either one or the other. Either, Rikikin or Chalos. But remember, Reb Shimon, who we had yesterday, says it could be five of this, five of that. So maybe they're good. Those two Tanaim are Gufa arguing about this issue. Okay, this is some of the svaras that might be behind this Shakla Vitaria. Okay, six lines from the bottom. Reb Shimon Omer, Es Hamincha L'Rabo Shar Menachas. Well, we had this earlier. This is a quote. Reb Shimon said that Es Hamincha includes other Menachos for for Hagasha. Kagon, Minchas Nachrim, Minchas Nashim La Hagasha, including the Mincha of Nachrim, the Minchas of Nashim, of women for Hagasha, Yachol Sha'ani Mar Be'afshte Halechem, V'lechem Apanim. I might think that even these two Karbet Sibur are included in the Chiv of Hagasha. Tamalomar, Mei Eile. So you know, Mei Eile teaches me a limit, that the two Karbet Sibur are not, do not have Hagasha, at least the Shte Halechem. What do? You just put the breads onto the shulchan every Shabbos. You don't bring it to the mizbeach at all. You don't. That's the lechem apanim. The shdei lechem as well. Tamalomar me'ela. So that's a limit. Umara isal rabo shar menachos. So lahotzi shdei lechem lechem apanim. Why do you include other carbonis mincha and not include these two carbon seabors? Mar be'ani shar menachos sheyesh mehen leishin. Because the other ones have some shaychus to the mizbeach. Yesh b'hem le'ishim. They have kamisa done to them. So if they have some shaychus to the mizbeach, so then it's not just a separate requirement that makes them different. No, it's le'ishim. If they're going to mizbeach, so it makes sense to have the first step, the chiyuv of being megish them to the mizbeach. Umotzi yani shtei halechem alechem apanim she'eim ehem le'ishim. And I exclude these two karbonis mincha that don't have any le'ishim. Again, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta a number of times, a big discussion in the Achronim. How much are Lechem HaPanim, or specifically Lechem HaPanim, it's also by Shea Lechem, but Lechem HaPanim is where the big discussion is, how much is that a Karban Mincha? It's categorized in these dafim, as we learn them, that these menachas have these rules, these menachas have these rules. So lechem apanim is used as an example. So it sounds like it's a mincha, even though it's a very different kind of mincha. Nothing is burned. The kemitza, the Gemara says that the kemitza of the lechem apanim is when the bazichei levona, the little cups of frankincense that hang on the shulchan, when those are burned, that's as if there's a kemitza done to the lechem apanim. Only after the burning of those can the lechem apanim be eaten by the kohanim. So there are parallels. The Minchas Asher in Parshas Tetzaveh, I think, maybe Parshas Shum, I don't remember, and the other Achronim discuss how much should Lechem Apanim be included in the discussion of Karbanis Minchah. But it sounds like from all these Mishnayis and all these Limudim that they are in the category. This is just another example of it. I'll exclude from other Minchas Shtei HaLechem and Lechem Apanim. Continuing, follow minchas esachim kula leishim yachol yetuna hagasha. So you're telling me that whenever something is leishim and needs hagasha, what about minchas esachim? The esachim that comes along with every carbon ola and shlamim, I bring along some wine and some flour. So I might think that goes to that needs hagasha too because it's going to be burned. Tamalomar vehikriva. You learn from the word vehikriva that it does not require hagasha. Only the ones that it says Hagasha by. Ivaha Afikte. Didn't we use the word Vehikriva earlier? If you go back right in the middle of the daf, we used the word Vehikriva to teach me to include one of the Karbanis Mincha. So says the Gemara, no, Vehikriva. You dash it from the extra letter. So what makes Minchas Tesachim unique that I do not include it in the requirement for Hagasha? So, Marba Ani Shar Menachas Sheba'os Biglal Atzman. I include all other Menachas which are independent. Independent Karbanis Mincha, and therefore they have a Chiv of Hagasha. Umotze Ani Minchas Tesachim Sheba Biglal Atzman. Right, it doesn't come for itself. It's for the carbon ola and shlomim that it's with. So Biglal Atzma does not have such a requirement. I've had lo minchas kohanim, u'minchas kohen mashiach, bo's Biglal Atzman, yochol yotudus hagasha. What if a kohen or the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol every day, which is a form of a carbon mincha, of a minchas kohanim. So you might think they need hagasha. Tamalomar, even though none of the kmitza, where we have this in the Mishnah, kmitza is not done to these because it's just totally burned on the mizbeach. So you might think though that they require hagasha because they're bobbing all atzman. Tamalomar vihigisha. No, we bring it and not these other ones. Haimi boile legufe should do the hagasha. If you put down the psukim and do the math, you'll see what's learned from each of these psukim on a chart. So you need vihigisha to teach me legufa, to teach me that there's halach of hagasha. So mi vihigish vihigisha. No, you learn that for the extra letter. Umara isa l'rabos char menachas ulahotzi minchas nesachim minchas koi mashiach. So why do I include other menachas and I exclude these karbanas Kohen, Minchas Kohen, Marba Ani, Shar Menachas, so Yesh Ben Le'ishim, Ubaos Bilal Atzman, V'Yesh Ben Le'Kohanim. Three different requirements for that applied by most Karbanas Mincha, but anyone that is not exactly like it, we exclude. What are those three requirements? Some of it is burned, and they are independent, and some of it is eaten by the Kohanim. Those three. So, umotza ani shtei alechem alechem aparim. So shtei alechem alechem aparim are excluded. Why? Shein man le'ishin. Because those are totally eaten by the Kohanim. Right? There, none of that is burned on the Mizbeach. Umenachas tesachim, shein abal beglal atzma. Menachas tesachim is excluded because it's not independent. Umenachas kohanim, umenachas kohan mashiach, shein mehen lekohanim. That none of it is eaten by the Kohanim. We mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch that says that there's a separate Issa Daraisa for Kohanim. Kohanim's mincha to be consumed. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to mincha, separate mitzvah daraisa to eat the shirayim of a korban mincha, and there's a separate mitzvah daraisa not for the kohanim not to eat from the leftovers. Why? Because the kohanim have to feel a little bit that they gave something. The kohanim give a korban. If I have animal korban, so then fine. Some of it, the chalavim, the emurim are all burned. But when it comes to a korban mincha, so if the kohanim get it, so what they give? A little kmisa. It's nothing. How much flour is in there? So they'll eat everything. So they won't take it seriously. They won't realize this is a carbon. They won't be inspired by it. So that is why it says the Sefer HaChinuch, by Minchas Kohanim, there's a separate Issa D'Oraisa that it cannot be consumed. But that's why here it's excluded, because for Hagasha purposes, it has to apply by Minchas that have all three requirements. Some of it goes to the Kohanim, some of it goes to the Mizbeach, and it's Ba'a Biglau Atzma. Okay, last section. Veheirim. What is Veheirim? Yachol Bikli. I might think, this is finishing up the darshaning of this pasuk, I might think that the kmitza could even be done with a kli, just the size. Let's say you would measure out the size of a kometz, of a kohen, and then you would do the kmitza with a kli. Tavaloma Veheirim imenu bikumso. No, it has to be with his kmitza, with his fingers. Maharama hamur lahalon bekumso, afharama hamur kan bekumso. As we finish darshaning those psukim. Two or three points that we mentioned when this gemara came up earlier, and that is number one, the Torah Tzmima points out, what's the havamina to be able to use a kli for kmitza? We know the halacha is that kmitza does not have an objective shear. However big, some kohanim have big hands, some kohanim have small hands. So, it doesn't matter. It goes by the subjective size of the Kohen's hands. So what's the Havamina to make a Kli to be able to do Kibitza? So what shear would you use? Every Kohen has different size. So the Vedacha, this is the Torah Tzvima in Vayikra. Vedad delachora yesh lahakshos, lamali kanad rasha, shalo yikmas bekli, lufiyam abor bimasechas kalim. It says in Kalim in the 17th parak, where it talks all about the shiurim, demalei kubso shebimincha hakol lufi mashehu adam. Ratzalomar shir hakometz lefi gadlo v'katru shel hakohen. So im kain, so efshar limdod klal bikli sheibo kashir shava b'chal kohen. So what is the, what are you going to tell me? Yeah, every kohen is going to have a different size kli. So what's the havamina to use a kli? So says the Torah Tamima, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe the answer is that this halacha about using the kometz of all each kohen is only lamaskana, once we know that you can't use a kli. In the havamina, there would have been an objective shear. Yochol yikmas bekli, and the havamina is that you would use an objective shear of the average kohen. Kamash malan, no, you have to use yad. And once we say that, that's when we know the halacha of Kol kohen v'kohen. The din zeh shekomes lafi mashu adam hokva aliba de emes. The kai malon shein kopse v'kli rak miyad. That's what he says. Then he, it's a pella, the Mefarshim wonder why the Rambam did not quote this halacha. Shalik was v'kli. Doesn't quote it. Maybe because if he quotes that other Mishnah Kalim, so maybe it's maybe it's understood based on this halacha. We also quoted then that there is a halacha that even if I bring a carbon of oil, I have to do kemitza. How do you do kemitza to oil? It's pretty messy. Not only messy, how do you get that shear? So Rabbeinu Gershom, later on, we didn't get there yet. We're almost there, Baz Hashem, a couple of week and a half. Ayin Dalam Abeis. We quoted this Rabbeinu Gershom before. Rabbeinu Gershom says, you freeze it. Yikapenu. You congeal it. You congeal the oil, and then you can do kemitza to it. Won't drip out. That's what you have to do. How do you, okay, so not frozen. You congeal. Yikapenu is his lashon. So you put it in the fridge. Put it in the fridge. I don't know, oil in the fridge also is not going to congeal. You do something to it, some type of
candles.
What? The Hanukkah candles, right? That's what you do to it. You do some type of chemical a reaction that you make it that type of density and that type of you make it solid. Number one, so that's the Yerubinu Gershom. The Tosfos Yontif said they use a kli. Perek Yud Beis, later on in Menachah, they use a kli. So he must assume that, first of all, it's impossible. It doesn't say anywhere that you're supposed to congeal the oil. Where does that come from? That's a huge chiddush. So the fact that it says you have to kemitza, it must be that you use a kli for it. This did if shlo our Gemara, so that you should use a kli. That's over the regular flour. The flour mincha, vain oil mincha, that halacha does not apply. Ain braver, you don't have a choice. Okay, that relate finishes up the discussion of the sources of what needs Hagasha and where does Hagasha come from. Okay, so now we go to the other halacha mentioned there, Tanufa. Says the Mishnah, Masdisen, Elu Tunos Tanufa Vein Tanus Hagasha. The following minchas require Tanufa, waving, and not Hagasha. They don't require to be brought close to the Mizbeach, they just require waving in the Azara. Says the Mishnah. Log Shemin Shal Mitzora Ba'ashamo. A Mitzora, when he becomes Tahar, he has to bring a carbon asham, and he has to bring a log of oil. Some of that is sprinkled on him, on his head, on his thumb, on his big toe, and on his ear. And some of it is offered on the Mizbeach. So log Shemin Shal Mitzora Ba'ashamo. And it goes with its asham. So that has to be waved. That team. The log and the asham. Number one. Number two. V'ha Bikurim. K'divir Blaz Ben Yaakov. And Bikurim, like the Shidah of Blaz Ben Yaakov, who we'll see in the Gemara, also hold that Tnufa is done by the Bikurim before they are put down. V'emure Shalmei Yachid. V'emurim of a regular Karmen Shlamim. Regular Karmen Shlamim. What happens by a regular Karmen Shlamim? So we have some of it going on the Mizbeach. That's the Emurim. We have some of it going to the Kohen. That's the chazeh and the shok. And the rest of it is eaten by the bialim. So what has to be waved? So the emurim shalmayachah, the emurim, the fats of the shlamim that are going to be burned, the chazeh v'shok shalahen, and the chazeh and the shok, which is the part of the shlamim that I have to give the kohen. Echad anashim, the echad anashim. And the halacha of tenufa applies to men or to women. Men bring karbanos or women. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. Be Yisrael, Jews, v'lo ba'acherim, but not by others. Others. What does others mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Shteil, what else? What else has tenufa? Shtei halechem. The shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Vishnei kifsi atzeres. And the kifsi atzeres that's brought with the shtei halechem. Those are all waved. We'll see when and how later in the Mishnah. Ketzidu osa. What does he do? Nosei shtei kvasim al gabi shtei kvasim. Nosei shtei halechem al gabi shnei kvasim. We put the two lechemim on the, made out of wheat, made out of the chadash wheat. We put it on the shnei kvasim, umeniach shtei yadav milamata, and the Kohen puts his two hands underneath, molechu maybe malu marid. And he does it in all the directions, that's tenufa. All four, molech umevi, that's out and in, malu marid is up and down, shneimar asher hunaf v'asher huram. That it's two the lashon shonos of waving, hunaf and huram. Huram is up and down, and hunaf is woven straight across in a horizontal direction. So that is waving. The Rav, this halacha is also mentioned in Maseches Sukkah, how you shake the lulav. Right, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Molech Umevi, Lamisha Ha'arba Rucho Shalo. Molech Umevi, to symbolize, right, the all directions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Rabbi Yossi Rechanina says, Molech Umevi, Kedei Latzar Ruchos Ros. Malo Mori, Kadilats are Tlalim Ra'im. A different svar is given for Molochu Mevi Malu Morin. So it says Rav Soloveitchik, where Rabbi Reichman quotes it in Rishimu Shirim, there in Sukkalam and Zion. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, who says the waving is Lamisha Arba Rucho Shalo, Kadosh Baruch, who is in charge of all the directions, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says, is Latsa Ruchos Rosh Talam Royim, says the Rav, Yeshnam Shnei Yesodos Bekalabalos Omalcha Shamayim. There are two elements that we always have to have in our Avodas Hashem. Number one is Romamus Haborei, the greatness of God. Number two, Shiflus Ha'adam, lowliness of man. That's a balance of the greatness of God and the lowliness of man. But Kriya Shema Mudgashes Godless Habore. In Kriya Shema, we talk about how great God is. Ubitfila Mut Emes Shiflus Ha'adam Vitluso Be'elokim. And davening, much of davening is how lowly we are. And even he says, oh, through our Roshaniyam Kippur davening, we have piyutim that talk about the greatness of God. We have Melech Elyon and throughout the din, Kelo Rech Din, all about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's all about how great God is. But then we have piyutim like Unasana Tokef, which talk about man is nothing, and Kacharis HaNishbar, and Kitzitz Novel. So that's a balance. We have balance of feeling amazing about Hashem and feeling lowly, like we're nothing. So machlokes kan, mau ikir yisod shal tnufas kachim o nanu eluav. What's the ikir yisod? When we wave kachim, like we're talking about here, or when we wave our lulav, which is done in the Beis HaMikdash also. Utsvachtu lefnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim. Haim hu lahad yishom musaborei, lemisha arba rucha shalo, o shiflas ha'adam la'atzor ruchos rosh lo'olam ro'am. I'm speaking about our deficiencies and the fact that we are subject to the elements. That's the little paragraph in Rishu Mashirim, Sukkah Lamed Zayin. That relates right here to what the Svara is for Molech Umov, maybe Ma'ale'u Morit. Are the kvasim waved with the shaylachim? Yes. Yes, they are. And the kohen has to do it. The kohen's got to be strong. It's got to be strong, as we'll see. As we'll see soon. Good. We already learned earlier in the Masechta that a kohen has to have a good arm. Remember that? The kohen has to throw the part of the Olas Ha'of. I think part of the Olas Ha'of, he has to throw it from the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. He's up north, that's where the Olas Ha'of is done, the Malika, and he has to throw it to the east side of the Mizbeach, to the place of the Deshen, where the Trumas HaDeshen is also done. So he's got to have a good arm. So we're also going to see he's got to be pretty strong in order to pick up this the animal and the lechem, as we'll see soon. Okay, so the Tenufa Ha'isa B'Mizrach, where was the Tenufa done? The Tenufa was done on the east side of the Mizbeach. Rashi and Tosfos both say here, Mizrach here means Afilu B'Mizrach. It could even be done on the east side. But obviously the west side is the place, because the west side is where Hagasha is done. Hagasha of all Minchas, as we remember, is on the southwest corner. That's where the Hagasha of the Mincha is done. So here, when it says Mizrach, Rashi and Tosfos both say it means even. Rashi says, Klomer, Afilu b'Mizrach l'shom Mizbeach yachal l'hanif. V'kol shekein b'ma'aravo, t'karv yoseh l'heichal. Right, surely, says Rashi in the middle, surely the Heichal. That is Rashi, and that is Tosfos also assumes that way. If you look at the Rambam, the Mefarshim point this out, the Rambam does not say anything about Ma'ariv. He just quotes the Halacha of Mizrach in Tes Vav. The Achronim assume that he argues on Rashi and Tosfos. The Kesed Masa Shlashtan, he quotes the, how do you do the waving? And at the end, we'll get to that later in the Mishnah. V'nosin imurin im chazei v'shok al yad abaylam, v'koy meniach yod atachaz yad abaylam, u'menef hakol afrei Hashem b'mizrach, v'chein kol haton tnufa b'mizrach manifin oso. He had that lashon. Kol haton tnufa b'mizrach manifin oso. In the east, right? In the east, you do it. So that's what the Mefarshim point out. It seems to be a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. The Kesavisha points that out. He quotes Rashi. He says, Ein kein das Rabbeinu. And that's what he says. V'tmiyali. The Kesavisha doesn't even know where he gets it from. V'tmiyali al dibur Rabbeinu dilafnei Hashem tfei mashma b'mayrav mi b'mizrach. V'hechi afshalomar didafka b'mizrach. V'tzarach iyan. That is the question of the Kesavisha. So what's the svara? So one might just say that the more you don't have to go further into the Azara, the better. So if you're able to do an avoda that's not dafka, have a certain place next to the Heichal, that's what you should do. The Karen Ora here says, we have a principle, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. So if you have a spot that you could do, there's no requirement to do the tzuruf on the west. You might say, okay, it's more lifnei Hashem. But if you can do it on the east side also, says the Keren Ora right here, v'nirin bazeh divrei Rambam, sh'nirin midvarav d'tzuruf adavka b'mizrach, u'bahani d'tzunin hagasha gamke pshita d'tzuruf b'mizrach ha'mizbeach, v'yachagach magish lo ma'irav. Right? Why? Shagila Mizrach Hamizbech Tzorach Lahanif Lo Yavra La Mitzvah Lahanif V'Mayrav Dechova Tzrufa Chalav Miyad V'Zeh Moda Rambam Im Avar V'Lo Hanif B'Mizrach Yanif B'Mayrav Aval Mitzvah Salanif Miyad B'Mizrach. That's what he says. Ein Mavir La Mitzvah, as that principle comes up many, many, many times. Don't be my brother Mitzvahs. That is the Keren Ora. If you look, one more source related to this, and that is the Cheshek Shlomo right here in the back. Or Shlomo Mivilna says, maybe there's no machlokas. They're talking about different types of Karbanis Mincha. That's the difference. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, Derashi Zal Mairi Bitnufa Shalo Haisa Al Yidei HaKohanim Bilvad Kigon Kivsei Hatzeres V'Ashe Mitzora U'Minchasa Omer Avoshar Tnufo Shaya Gabkain Babailim Al Karchok to Lohaya Elabim Mizrach to Einazar Nichnas Bin Haulam Valamizbeach Afilu Lazarach Tnufa. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, which minchas are we talking about? If we're talking about the minchas that only the Kohanim were involved in, so that could be done on the west. That's what Rashi is talking about. Should be done on the west. What's the Rambam talking about on the east? Those are the ones where the Bailim are involved. A Mitzora. A Mitzora has to wave it with the Kohen. So a Yisrael can never go bein ha'ulam v'lam mizbeach. So that's where he says the east. Yes, I'll agree with you. The Rambam's lashon is a little difficult. V'chol aton tnufa mizrach. That's a little difficult. You got to say v'chol aton tnufa. The halachic tnufa with kohanim that requires the halachic tnufa which even the Bailam are taking part of that requires east. It's a little difficult. He notes, which is a card in the language of the Rambam, but that's his suggestion, making shalom al Yisrael that we don't need. We don't need to say it is a machlokas. Okay, that's issues of where Tnufa was done. So, here we go to Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu Navi will tell us exactly where lechanchili we should do Tnufas of all the animals. Of the animals and the minchas. Tnufa, Haizem Mizrach, Vahagasha B'mayrev, Vahagasha was a mayrev on the southwest corner. Tnufos, Kodmos, Lahagashos. Tnufos, if a Kohen has Tnufos to do, and he has Hagashos to do, first he does Tnufos, and then he does Hagashos. How do you know that? We'll see. Rashi says, "Imanish Tnufa Kodem Dechsiv B'Minchasota." By Minchasota, it says first the Tnufa was done, and then you brought it close to the Mizbeach. Tnufos Kodem Osla Hagashos. Vayter in the Mishnah, Minchas HaOmer U'Minchas Kinaos. Teunos Hagasha V'Tnufa. These two need Tnufa, need Hagasha and Tnufa, the Omer and the Minchas Kenos, as we just said, the Sota. Lechem Apanim, u'minchas desachem, ein tunos lo Hagasha lo Tnufa. These two don't need anything. You don't have to weigh the Lechem Apanim, you don't have to be makish the Lechem Apanim, they don't need anything. Just use them for their avodah that they're supposed to be used for. Next, Reb Shimon Omer. Gimel Minin, Teunin Gimel Mitzvahs. There are three Karbanos that we're going to talk about, that they all have three actions that are related to them. Shtayim b'kol achas v'achas. Each one of them has two of the actions. V'shlish zayin bohen, and not the third. In other words, we have three things we're about to talk about, and each one has two out of three. So let's go through each one. Ve'eluhein. Zivche. This is just a mnemonic. I don't think Reb Shimon is arguing on the Tanakhama. This is just a mnemonic, how to remember. Each of these have two out of three. When we speak about tnufa and smicha, and two types of tzufa, we'll see. Ve'eluhein. Zivche shalmei tzibor, v'zivche shalmei yach, v'zivche shalmei tzibor. All shlamims. Regular shlamim, and the kivsei atzera shlamim. Va'asha mitzora. Those are the three things we're going to talk about. The private shlamim, the public shlamim, and the asham of a mitzora. Shivchei shalmei yachid, a karbon yachid, a shlamim yachid, te'unin smicha chayim. Requires smicha while the animal's alive. Smicha is always done while the animal's alive. Requires smicha while the animal's alive. We've mentioned in the past the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos that says smicha is usually done with vidui. Smicha is done with vidui. What do you do by smicha of a karbon shlamim, which does not have vidui? Even an ola has vidui done with it because it's machaper on bitol aseis, or it's machaper on lav hanitik laseis. What about a shlamim? A shlamim doesn't have any vidui done with it, so you just praise Hashem with it. Pray the Hashem. That's the Rambam of the end of the third parak of Isaac Kabanas. Ve'yira li she'enu mizvada al ashlamim aval omer divrei shevach. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. It says ve'yira li. So what else would you say? It's before that you have to do smicha on a karmi shlamim. Maybe you wouldn't say anything. Wouldn't say anything. The Rambam says you can't believe that. Can't believe you're going to do smicha without saying anything. He thinks that you're going to have to do vidui. Says the Radvaz right there. This we don't quote always when we mention this Rambam. Says the Radvaz. Ikan leidak kivan she'ena shlamim boimachet pshita mayizvada v'tana nami lo tana ella al chadas v'alasham. Right. So what do you need anything to say anything for? So he says, no, V'yesh Lomar, the Salkat Ad HaChamina, Yisvade Al De, meaning, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? He said, what, you say Divrei Shevach? You can say Divrei Shevach whenever you want to say Divrei Shevach. I can say Shevach right now. Hashem, you're awesome. Right? So, that's the same thing. So what the Rambam is telling me, V'yir Ali, of course, the Rambam's Chiddush is that you don't do Vidu. He says, no, V'yesh Lomar, the Salkat Daitach Yisvade Al Derech Masha Amar Iyov, Ulai Chatu Bini. We've all done a virus. So maybe on Shlomim he should say Hashem whatever I did. No, Kamash Malan she'ein derech lehizvados ela omer divrei shevach. V'yaltita b'divrei abedu lomar she'asur lehizvados ala shlomim. Don't think the Rambam is saying it's asur. The halavai she'izvade ha'adam ala safeg. V'yalhiru ha'lev v'ri'yas ha'ayin kol ayom kulo. Halavai should we do vidui all day? What we saw walking to the base of Mikdash. What we saw here. What we thought about. Ela kavanas alomar she'inu tsarech lehizvados. Kamo al shar kavanas. V'yafilu ala shem talu mizvade. So the Rambam is saying, you don't have to do Vidui on the Shlomim, but you can do Divrei Shevach if you want. Anyway, back to our Mishnah. So by a private Shlomim, you need Smicha while the animal's alive, Vitnufa Shchutin, and you have to wave the Shlomim after it is dead, meaning you just wave, like we said before, the Chazay and the Shok and the Emurin, and the Einba Tnufa Chaim. There's no waving a carbon Shlomim alive. When it is a carbon yachid, weiter. Zivchei shalmi tzibur. What about the shalmi tzibur? The shlamin, the kivsei atzeres that came along with the lechem, with the shtel lechem. So that, what Simi said before, to the tzufa chayim, gotta wave the animal. Wave the animal along with the shtel lechem. Right? You gotta be pretty strong. It was sheep. Sheep aren't birds. It's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy. You gotta also be a kohen who's not gonna get grossed out by holding the bottom of a sheep I guess they're osing in blood all day. They've already gotten over that. Holding a live animal is better than the other actions. But you got to wave the animal. Vishrutin. And you got to do it again. After it's shechted, you also wave parts of the animal. The Abem smicha. There's no smicha. Right? Because there's no smicha done there to the carbon seabor. We're going to get to the Mishnah later on. Is there any smicha ever done to a carbon seabor? We'll see there is. But most of the time, not. Right? But here, there is no smicha done to the kifsei atzeres. Va'asha mitzora, and asha mitzora has the other permutation of 2 out of 3, ta'un smicha, and asha mitzora requires smicha, and tnufa chai, and waving while it's alive, ve'ein bo tnufa shachut, and there is no tnufa when the asha mitzora is already shechted. Fine. And that's what Rashi says. How do you know you do smicha on an Asha Mitzora? So Rashi quotes, you learn it out from the other Karbanos. Smicha Gamrinon L'chol Karbanos Yachid. You learn Smicha out to all Karbanos Yachid, like the Mishnah says later on in Tzadik Gimel, when we learn out this Halacha. There is a Machlokas that we had back in Mesech HaZvachim, whether Smichas Asha Mitzora is a Deoraisa or a Drabanan. It's quoted in the Gemara. In the Gemara, back on Daf Lamed Gimel Amen Aleph, the Machlokas, the Gemara quoted there, Machlokas, whether it was a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan, a nafgamina is, the Rishonim they talk about, do you do smicha b'chal kocho? Usually smicha is done with all one strength. You push down on the animal. But if it's only d'rabanan, the halacha of smicha and asher mitzora, d'oraisa, you don't do smicha, then there's an issa d'oraisa, of hishtamshus b'kachim. So that's why you wouldn't be able to do it with all one strength. Then the smicha of this asher would be very lightly. That is the discussion of back on Daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Vachim, whether it's a din d'oraisa or it's smichas asher mitzora lav d'oraisa or d'oraisa. Why wouldn't it be d'oraisa? Well, the karbanas asher would be have a smicha d'oraisa because it's not baal chait really. The tzara'as was baal chait. The karban that's brought at the end is baal hachshir. That's there in order to bring the mitzvah back, either to eat karbanos or to come back to the machane. But the karban, the asha mitzvah, is not baal chet. The tzaras is baal chet, but not the karban asha. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, V'hikrav osola asham ve'es log hashamen, v'heinif osam tenufa. You bring the asham and the log and you wave them. Alam eichetun and tenufa ke'echad. Right, you look from here because it says osam, you have to wave them together. Uminayin shem heinif zeh ba'atzmo v'zeh ba'atzmo yatzah. How do I know that if I wave them separately, I'm yosi b'diyev et tamalomar, v'hikrav oso la asham v'heinif. Right, you also have the singular word of oso. Yach, o yanif, chayachzer v'yanif. I might think that you have to wave them both. First, you have to wave them separately, and then you have to wave them together, tamalomar, or together, and then separately, tamalomar, tenufa, v'lo tenufos. So, l'chachil, it's supposed to be just together. Lefnei Hashem, b'mizrach. Lefnei Hashem, b'mizrach. Maybe this is where the Rambam gets it from. That for tenufa, lefnei Hashem could even be b'mizrach. Ay, v'amar lefnei Hashem, yachol b'mayrav. Amal amri, hanimili mik mincha. De'ikri chatas, the chatas tuni yisod. The keradrom is mizrach is lohayelo yisod. When do we say that you need Mairav? That's only by the minchas. The minchas that are waved, that's what requires west, because it requires a yesod, as we discussed way back in Zvachim, in the Nun Gimel area, that the southeast side of the Mizbeach did not have a yesod, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in the chelek of Binyamin, based on the pasuk Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, like a wolf that grabs, so Binyamin grabs all the karbanis. So that's why the yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, was across the entire north side, across the entire west side, and then an amma indented on the east and the south side. But most of the east and the south side did not have a yesod. So that's why, says the Gemara, by a mincha, which it talks about doing it by the yesod, that you would have to do by the west. But here by the asham, but it's not a mincha, so therefore you could do the waving even on the east. Aval hacha lefnei Hashem karita, but here it's enough lefnei Hashem for our purposes. Period. Next halacha, vahabi kurim, kedivrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah says, hold that bikurim requires tenufa. My Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where is his drasha? D'tanya, the lokach ha-kohen. It says a kisavo, the kohen takes it, limed al bikurim shetun in tenufa, dir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The kohen takes it, so you learn from there that it requires tenufa. My time, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where do you see that from the pasuk? It just says the kohen takes it. So gomar yad yad mishlamim gzeir shava, you learn that from shlamim gzeir hacha, it says by bikurim v'lokach ha-kohen atene mi yadecha, he takes the basket from your hand v'gzeir hasam yadav tiviyana, and it says in by the parashat sav by the kohen shlamim his hands, so yad yad ma kan kohen aplahalan kohen, just like here it's with a kohen, so two over there is with a kohen. Malahalim, bailim, afkan, bailim. And just like this bailim here, there's bailim there. So comparison between shlamim and bikurim. Ha, ketzad, kohen meniach yado takas yideha bailim, umeinif. The kohen puts his hands under the bailim's hands, and they wave it together. Wave it together by shlamim and by bikurim. We learn one from the other. Yad, yad, it says the word yad 400 times in the Torah. Right, the answer is, as we've discussed, Gzeir Shava. There's a Masorah for Gzeir Shava. That's exactly why that you can't darshan Gzeir Shava by yourself. Ain't Adam Dom Gzeir Shava Me'asma. Why? Because everybody could have darshan any yad they want. The answer is, that's what Ramban says. When you have a book as large as the Torah, there are obviously going to be many words that are repeated, and many shirashim of words that are repeated. So it would be impossible to darshan Kal V'chomer yourself. You have to have a Masorah. And therefore, this was the Masorah. The Masorah was that it was a Yad by Shlamim, a Yad by Bikurim, and they are compared. So the Kohen puts his hand under the Bailim, and he waves. Huge discussion in Tosfos here and elsewhere. Two discussions. Number one problem is, there's a halacha that the Bailim have to hold it, and that the owner has to hold it. So if the Kohen puts his hands under the Bailim, isn't that a Chatzitza? Isn't that a chatzitza between the Kohen's hands and the Kli? Right there, these have to hold it. So I, min b'mino eno chotzeis? Is this min b'mino? Or is this min b'sheino mino? It's somebody else's hand. So that answer is not given by the Rishonim. Min b'mino. Other answers are given by the Rishonim. Number one, Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Later on in the Masechta, we're going to get to, you can turn to it, Tzadik Dalad. This Gemara comes up later on. The Tzadik Dalad, you have it in your volume over there? Okay, Rashi, those of you who have the the regular one volume in Achazus. Can look. Rashi, later on in the Masechta, we're going to get to two Rashis on every page, not just one. We're going to have two old, one Kisve Yad of Rashi, old version of Rashi. So there, on Daftad Dalam and Aleph, Rashi says, you know why we don't have to worry about the Kohanim's hands? De Iker Tnufa Bibailim. Kidechsiv Al Kape Hanazir. Iker Tnufa is the Bailim. So don't worry about the Kohanim waving it. That's not the Iker. It's the Chiddush of Rashi. Tosfos quotes it right here. Okay, you don't have to look later on. Right here, you look on the, the 20th line of the skinny lines of Tosfos. Ubekutras pirish lakaman, de tnufas akoin lo ichbatlon, im yesh ba chatitza, de ikat tnufa babailami. That's the middle of Tosfos Kohen. So he quotes that Rashi. Vakasha, says Tosfos, minaleha. Travayu ksiva, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Where do you get from the sources that the bailam are more important than the Kohanim? They each have to wave it. But that is Shitas Rashi, that is a special din, Ikar Tnufa is Bevaylim. By the way, Minchas Chinuch says, you know what nafkamina is between Rashi and Tosfos? We quoted earlier, there's a Rashi Maseches Erev and Adaf Nun that says you make a bracha when you do Tnufa. Birchas HaMitzvah. So who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah, Kuf Mem Aleph, according to Rashi, only the Bevaylim would make the bracha. Ikar Tnufa Bevaylim. According to Tosfos Lachor, they both make the bracha. They're both doing a mitzvah. So that's an afkamina, according to, based on the chokas in Rashi and Tosfos. That is answer number one. If you want to look at another answer, the other, probably Pshuto Shamikra, Tosfos in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Vav Amabei says, you know why it's not a chatzitza? Because the Torah told you to do this. Kach Gazra Akasuf. That's what the Torah says. A second answer says, Tosfos, to hacha hainu taimah, to lo avi chatzitza b'kei agavna, lefishu gzeres akasuf, to be eaten kohen ubailim. That's why it's not a problem. The Gemara says, by shutfin there's a chatzitza, because nobody, the Torah, there wasn't gozer, that shutfin should bring a carbon. Right, but here, the Torah was gozer, that the kohen and the bailim have to wave it, so therefore, it's not a chatzitza. Number two, what's the other way to get out of it? Number three, answer, Tosfos here says, maybe it's lav dafka that the Bailam's hands are right on top of the Kohanim's hands. Maybe the Bailam are on the inside of the Kohanim, like on the outside holding the edges. And they're both holding the kli. That's what Tosfos says here, right at the beginning of Tosfos Kohen. Lav dafka ka'amar tachas yad Bailam mamish, demkein havele yad Bailam chatzitza. Right, so three answers. Either it's lav dafka, don't take it literally, they're both next to each other, or the Iker is the Bailam anyway, Rashi later on. Or number three, this is what the Torah wants, therefore it's not a chatzitza. Number three. Fine. The other issue brought up here is that tznufa also has to be done with a carbon of a sota. So how does a Kohen touch an Isha Sota's hands? That's the question of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes it in the last few skinny lines right here. Ubi Yerushalmi mash maksas avitach de'el mamish. Tosfos says, it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that my suggestion is wrong, that it's not literally one on top of another. Because the Yerushalmi asks, how could the Kohen touch the woman's hands? So it sounds like that they are actually touching. The Tosfos gives three answers. Number one, maybe you put like a towel in between. Maybe ma'apaveinu chotzeitz. Or number two, fascinating answer, maybe kohen zakein. You bring a 100-year-old kohen. Doesn't have any taiva anymore. No yetzahara. Okay. No isser of negiyah when it comes to a 100-year-old man. Maybe if in this circumstance, by Moshe Mitzvah. And then number three, and got to know how to apply this, Va'afilu teima yeled, ein yetzahara matsui la'osa sha'a. That moment, it's not matsui. What does that mean? This woman's about to get blown up. That's what we're testing her for. So that's where the yetzahara, for a moment, it's not for a second. Oh, and there's no isser of negiyah when it comes to a second. No, there is an isser of negiyah when it comes to a second. La'osa shah, that moment, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they're focusing, they're being mevazeh her to try to admit, because they don't want her to drink, they don't want her to be memachek, the Shem Hashem, so that's, they don't have to worry about it in that case. Okay, there's a big sugya, we'll see, when we have time, maybe tomorrow, talk more about some issues of Shomer Negiyah. Okay, but let's continue a little bit more. V'leima nami k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why does the Mishnah say that it's like Elazar ben Yaakov by Bikurim? Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. D'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, v'hinach to zutnufa. Ata omer zutnufa eino ela hanacha. K'shu omer v'hinicho hari hanacha amur. Harmani mekayim v'hinach to zutnufa. See, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that it's tnufa by Bikurim. Amar Rava, whole pasuk b'akas of tchila. No, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshens it from an earlier word in the pasuk. That's why we quoted him. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar Hova Rav Gavrei. No, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he's the man. Rav Gavrei. What does Rav Gavrei mean? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin. He always is on the ball. His words are Kav Vinaki. Right, that's the third line in Rashi. Third line in Rashi. Okay, weiter. They muri shalma yachad v'chazei v'shok shalahet echad ho'anashim echad anashim. B'yisro avo v'achirim, my ka'amar. What did that mean? That the emurim and the chazei and the shok of shalamim are waved by men and women? Jews and not others. What's the others? So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Ka'amar. Rav Yehuda the Amora says the following. This is what the Mishnah means. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim karbanan ta'an tnufa. Men or women who bring a karban, their karban shlamim requires tnufa. V'tnufa atzma b'Yisrael aval, and the tnufa itself is done b'Yisrael, is done by Yisrael, avolo, male Jews, avolo bidei nashim, women do not do tenufa. Tenufa has to be done by a carbon brought by a woman, but she cannot do her own tenufa. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, a continuing related. Bnei Yisrael minifin ve'ein ovdei kochavim minifin. Non-Jews, carbonas, are not, non-Jews do not do tenufa. Bnei Yisrael minifin ve'ein hanashim minifos. Right, Bnei Yisrael do tufa, and meaning male and not women. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Matzino Shachile Kakasav Bein Karban Yisrael Lo Karban Ovdei Kochavim VeKarban Nashim L'Smicha. I already have seen, based on Psukim, that the Torah is mechalik between the carbon of a male Jew to the carbon of a non-Jew or women regarding smicha. That I have already seen. Yochol Nachlo, and therefore, and they don't require smicha. The carbon of a woman, carbon of a guy, does not require smicha. Yachol nachlok b'tzufa. I might think that even by tzufa, they are not required. These carbonas do not need tzufa. So where's his lo? We don't compare tzufa and smicha. Why? Mali chalak b'smicha. Why did I say by smicha that they do not require smicha? The carbon of nashim and ovdei kochavim shasmicha b'baylam. Because smicha has to be done with an owner. A woman or a guy cannot do the smicha, so once they can do the smicha, it's farfallen. And the whole thing is finished, and these karbanas do not need smicha. Nachlok b'tznufa, shatznufa b'karanim. But tznufa, no problem. So what, they personally can't do it. They would make a shliach, Rashi says, and therefore, the male karanim, the karanim will do it for them. So no problem. So im came atam aloma b'nei Yisrael menifin. So what did it say, b'nei Yisrael? So b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'notekachav menifin, b'nei Yisrael menifin, v'inanashim menifos. They cannot do it themselves. And because they cannot do it themselves, they can make a shliach. The carbon gets tenufa. These carbonas get tenufa. They just can't be done by their owner. But there's no din of a tenufa being done by the bialim badafka. Smicha is only b'bialim. You can't make a shliach to do smicha, but you can make a shliach to do tenufa. So therefore, they would just make a shliach to do tenufa. Couple of important discussions that we must have relating to this issue. We'll just mention Tosfos, and we'll talk more about Zman Grama tomorrow. And that is number one. What do you mean make a shliach? There's no shlichus la'akum. Rashi here quotes, the goy make a shliach, so it must be, it doesn't really mean a shliach. Just means that, kind of like a shliach. Doesn't really mean a shliach, because a goy really cannot make a shliach. He's mufka from shlichus, and also the rule is that the mashalach can't do something, the shliach can't do it. So it must not be real, Rashi must not mean real shlichus. There's also an important chakira that the Emek Bracha notes on page Kuv Gimel, where the Emek Bracha says, is smicha a din in the avodas hagavra, or a din in the avoda of the karban? Is smicha more a din about the person or a din about the karban? And he says maybe it has both elements. Maybe it has both elements usually, but by the nashim of the kochavim karban, it only has the karban one. That's why it can be done by the kohanim. It doesn't need the bialim. That's what he says. Leish lachar b'mitzvah smicha. Im ikar mitzvah sehi rak ala bialim. Demut ala av chiyav l'smoch al karban. Aval eno din be'etzem ha-karban. O dehu chovas ha-karban. B'maysa ha-krava shalo. Af de smicha enem ha-keves. Mikomakam udin be'etzem ha-karban. Shetanu ba-krava shalo mitzvah smicha l'charchila. He says, maybe that's a nafkamina. Usually a karban has both, but maybe by nashim, it doesn't have the smicha of gavra, but it has the smicha of the chef. So we'll remember that name of Brach Hashem for tomorrow when we talk about a little bit the issues of Zman Grama. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow with Zman Grama. Again, Beth Hashem, through Wednesday. Beth Hashem, after that, I'm going to be away for a couple of days. Those in listeners in Baltimore, hopefully see you over Shabbos. And Then Sunday morning in Boston, and then Stero dinner if anybody wants to join us, Sunday afternoon in Queens. Okay, stop here.